listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of April 29th, 2013, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee's an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and's kept it away with the weight off for now 2 decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week in Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week, we're going to be talking about beneficial bacteria in the intestine, both beneficial and non-beneficial, and how it actually relates to weight loss.
Oh, this will be interesting. So, do you? I guess we're talking about probiotics.
We're going to be talking about probiotics. Definitely, there's a wide range of probiotics that are very important for our health, and we have found that with the more probiotics we have, the healthier we are.
Okay.
And it seems that we also seem to utilize calories better when we have the right amount of probiotics in our intestine. So, this could be one of the reasons why this study that I wanted to talk about was showing that. Changes in the amount of good bacteria in the intestine are helping people lose weight.
Oh.
So what was really interesting about this is the research was showing that the weight loss surgery, the gastric bypass, basically when it shrinks the stomach and it rearranges the intestines. And they're finding that rearrangement of the intestines seems to work in part by shifting the balance of bacteria in the digestive tract. So people who have the surgery generally lose about 65 to 75% of their excess weight, but the scientists have not fully understand how that all happens. I mean, obviously that it's from reduced calories and it's probably from reduced stomach size and all of that, but they're still trying to figure out how it all, why it all works the way that it does. And they are saying that bacterial changes in the intestine may account for 20% of the weight loss. So although it's not related to the entire process
situation
of losing weight,
right,
there seems to be a good amount of it related to the type of bacteria. Now, you have to remember, too, that people who are overweight tend to eat poorly.
Yeah.
And so they probably already are having, they probably have an imbalance of bad bacteria in their intestine. And then, after having the surgery, they go on, lower diets,
radical change in their
diets, and they also are probably eating more fresh vegetables and fruits and healthier foods. So that would definitely change the balance of the bacteria.
So that could be it right there.
I mean, this is still under investigation. They really don't exactly know why. Now, ideally, we should have about 100 trillion good bacteria in our intestine. 100 trillion.
Wow.
Yeah. And anytime we take an antibiotic for whatever reason, what happens is those antibiotics cannot distinguish between good bacteria and bad bacteria. So they just kill all of it off.
So you end up from 1 trillion or 100 trillion to zero, basically?
Well, if you go to zero, I'm sure you would die. But you could reduce it by quite a significant percentage. You could even get, 50% of it could get killed off by an antibiotic.
Okay.
So although you'd get rid of your infection, which is good, you then are at risk for, having not enough of the good bacteria, which could make you more susceptible to more infections. It also is important for your immune system because your good bacteria keep your immune system strong. So you can fight off germs and viruses and bacteria and that. And the other thing that makes it helpful for weight loss is that probiotics can actually help with the utilization of your calories. So you use them more efficiently because you're breaking the food down.
Are you absorbing the food better?
You're absorbing the food better. You're breaking it down better. You're absorbing the nutrients better.
Okay.
So you're not storing a lot of those things as fat. You're actually using them properly for energy. So having enough good probiotics or bacteria in your intestine is important. So I thought this was an interesting study that they looked at people who have had bypass surgery and found that the intestinal bacterial makeup is what, is something to be looked at. And they're saying that now that we know this, maybe we can come up with some kind of pill that has this bacteria, good bacteria in it.
Right.
And then we give that to people so they don't have to have the surgery.
Oh, interesting.
That's basically what they're trying.
Oh, okay.
They're thinking that that's what this might lead to.
Right.
And I'm actually here to say that we already know that. So you can actually already do that for yourself. You can start eating more probiotic foods. That would include yogurt. Mm-hmm. It would include things like sauerkraut or other fermented foods, mm-hmm. like miso or kimchi.
Okay.
So even when you pickle foods, like if you pickle beets or make pickles, mm-hmm. they mm-hmm. have good probiotics there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Kombucha tea is a good source of probiotics. Mm-hmm. So these are, foods that we can consume regularly to mm-hmm. keep that good bacteria in our body. Mm-hmm. You can also buy supplements, mm-hmm. Probiotic supplements, which would be really important to do.
So for your clients, do you recommend them taking a probiotic pill?
I definitely recommend them taking a probiotic pill if they're overweight.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I definitely do.
And why is that?
Because they probably don't have enough probiotic. And oftentimes, if you don't have enough
depends
to
on your diet, obviously.
Right. If you don't have enough to begin with, just eating yogurt every day may not be enough to get it back up there.
See.
Now, once you get it back up there, good bacteria have a way of being able to multiply on their own as mm-hmm. long as they're given a little bit of what they need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So taking the supplements is
just
a good idea.
Just for a short beginning period of time.
Just to get it built up again.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And if you've ever, especially if people have taken antibiotics anytime recently before I see them, then I get them on a really high dosage probiotic just to get it replenished.
I see. But it's not a permanent thing. It's just getting them back into order.
Yeah. Well, supplements don't necessarily have to be permanent, but consuming probiotics is something we have to do all the time just to keep it going.
Well, I know, but this probiotic pill that you recommend, you recommend it for the beginning, but then you kind of then they're done with it.
Yeah, I recommend it for getting replenished.
Okay, great, Dee. Thank you for another informative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of Process Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. You can check out this podcast and many others and lots of great articles at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.